Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry, coming to you from Kenya today. And we've been having a drier weather here after all of the rains of March, April, and May. We've been having some dry weather now, and so we're harvesting maize. Just started this week harvesting the maize, and we do that by hand. And then we have a project going with the children's home, and we have now 16 children there on the place. And so God has blessed us with the care of a lot of children, and so we are thankful for that. And we're also in the finishing stages of the church that we started building in March, and so we're laying the tile this week, getting ready to lay tile, and so we're thanking the Lord for the finishing of that project as well. And you can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com, Jim Rao, /Jim Rao, and see pictures of all the projects in Africa, the crusades that we've preached in the last year or two. Have many pictures posted there on Facebook, and so you can get an idea of the work there in Africa and how you can participate. We'll talk more about that at the end of this broadcast. Well, today we're going to be talking about God's judgment over nations. Does God judge nations? Does he have the authority to judge nations? Does he have the power to judge nations? All of these issues are certainly front and center with what we've been witnessing in the United States. And so if you have your Bible there, turn it to Jeremiah chapter 18, and we're going to be looking at the potter's house. This is an instruction that the Lord gave Jeremiah, who was a prophet to the nation of Israel, the house of Israel. And so Jeremiah has been raised up to be a prophet. The Lord said in chapter 1 that he knew Jeremiah even before he was formed in the womb, and he appointed him or anointed him to be a prophet to the nation. And so we have prophets in America that speak truth from God's word, speak truth from the voice of God into the nation of the USA and other nations. And so it's important for us to listen to what God has to say about the nation of the United States of America. Well, in verse 1 in chapter 18, the word says that the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." And then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. That is, there the potter was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, and so he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." And verse 6, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." Well, from this brief introduction to the potter's house, a brief introduction to this passage of scripture, we learn that the Lord is sovereign over every nation, even the nations that are rebellious to him, even the nations who don't regard the Lord or his word, that the Lord is sovereign over every nation. Psalm chapter 2, verse 7 says, "I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me," and this is a prophetic psalm, speaking of Jesus Christ, "The Lord has said to me, 'You are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, you shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel." And so in Psalm 2, it references the potter's vessel, references the fact that God is sovereign over them and that he has given the nations to his son, Jesus Christ. So God's plan for every nation is that they would come to know Jesus. God's plan for every nation is that they would know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, not only personally, individually, but as nations, sheep nations, and goat nations. And so it's important for us to understand that God's will be done over every nation in the face of the earth, that ultimately every nation will be held accountable, that every person will be held accountable, and the leaders of nations will be held accountable. And so God has a plan in mind for the United States of America. He had a plan in mind when the United States of America was born, when the Declaration of Independence was written. He had a plan in mind, and so God's plan will be enacted throughout the history of the United States. Another great psalm that we can look at regarding the nations, Psalm 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. And so we are blessed as a nation when we choose God. We are blessed as a nation when we are obedient to God. We are blessed as a nation when we honor God. And so we are his chosen people. We are his chosen inheritance. In the New Testament, in the book of Peter, it says, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. And so when we seek the Lord, when we honor the Lord, and we love the Lord, then God blesses us. He blesses our children. He blesses the work of our hands. And he blesses us through our leaders. He blesses us through the prosperity that he gives the nations. And so this is part of God's plan, is that he lays out in his word how we can be obedient to him. And when we are obedient to him, then he blesses us accordingly. Proverbs 21, verse 1 says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns the king's heart wherever he wishes. And so we can see from that the king is subject to the Lord. And so when we think about the president of the United States, we need to pray for the president. You may not agree with his policies or all of his policies or any of his policies, but you need to pray for him, because the Bible says that we are to pray for those who are in authority over us. And you need to pray for your local officials, your mayor, your city council people. You need to pray for the police and the agents of law enforcement. And as you pray for them, just ask for God's will to be done through them, so that this nation can take its rightful place in honoring God, and this nation can take its rightful place as an inheritance, for their inheritance in the kingdom of God. So if we understand that God has the authority to pronounce judgments over nations and pronounce blessings over nations, as we understand that he has the power to do that, then we also can understand that certain things are set in motion, certain events are set in motion when God declares and decrees judgment over nations. And so some of you out there may be asking, well, what are you saying, Jim? Is this a time of judgment for America? Is this a time when God has decreed and spoken judgment over America? And yes, I believe it is. I believe that along with the blessings, we still have great blessings. We still have many people that bow their knee to the Lord God in the United States of America. We have many people that honor him and love him and serve him. But also we have many people that are in a state of rebellion. And the state of rebellion includes the abortion that has been going on since 1973 in America. And the blood now cries out from the land. The blood cries out, and the Lord is saying, I can't listen to the cry of the blood of the innocents any longer. And so the Lord is speaking judgment. He's also speaking judgment. He showed me in a dream back in 2015 that he was going to judge this nation with a whirlwind, with a tornado, because of the promotion and acceptance and the decrees and the laws passed to support homosexual marriage and sexual perversion here in this nation. And I know that's not a popular message for people to hear. Many people don't want to hear that because they want to believe that love conquers everything, that the love of people who even have a love that is not ordained or blessed by God, that somehow God can overlook that and somehow God can bless that, even when he says in his word that it is not something that he can bless. And so I believe that there is a judgment that has been pronounced over America, primarily because of those two issues, but many other things. People are in general, many people are in rebellion, many people have given up on their love of God. Many people's love for each other and for God has grown cold. And many people have been taken up with hatred and violence and division and hatred for one another. They can't find it in their heart to love each other. They can't find it in their heart to forgive each other. And the events of the last month or so here in the United States has shown how deep the divisions are here in America, how deep the hatred is. And so, beloved, we are in a time when I believe God is now showing us that we are in a time when judgments are being poured out over America. Well, in verse 7 in Jeremiah 18, the Lord speaks to Jeremiah and he says, "The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it." And so some of you are saying, "You mean God can bring disaster upon a nation?" Some are saying, "You mean God can actually destroy and pull down and pluck up a nation?" In other words, pluck it up from its place on the earth, pluck it up from its established place on the earth. And yes, that is what God is saying. He says, when I speak concerning a nation and I want to pluck it up, I want to pull it down, or I want to destroy it, then God says, if that nation repents, if that nation turns from its wicked ways, if that nation turns and seeks me, if that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it. Well, that brings up the question, how does a nation, as a nation, how do they repent? How do they turn? And they do it through their laws. They do it through their decrees. They do it through the people that they elect to govern over them. They do it by Supreme Court decisions. Every nation has some kind of court system, some kind of a justice system. Every nation has some kind of a king or a president or a prime minister or a premier. Every nation has congressmen or parliament or members of national assemblies. And so through these people, then there has to come repentance. Through these people, there has to come a national turning. And so that is so important that we have a president. It is so important that we have a leader of the United States of America or of Kenya or of any nation that humbles himself before the Lord, that prays. And I thank God that we have a president in the U.S. who gets together with leaders of the Christian faith to pray and to make confession and to establish their faith or bolster their faith. And so it is very important that we continue to elect leaders who do this. And that should be the first prerequisite of any leader who is elected in America. My feeling is that it is the primary prerequisite for any leader. I believe that is the reason that God raised up President Trump to the position that he is because even though he is somewhat of a coarse man and a crude man, he also has a heart for the pillars of God's kingdom here on this earth. And sometimes it doesn't show through in the greatest of ways, but deep in his heart, he has a understanding and a heart for the pillars of God's kingdom here on this earth. And so God honors that. If you think about President Trump, he was one of 16 candidates on the Republican side. And he was the only one who was not a politician. He'd never run for any office. He came out of the business world. And so he was very uncouth. He was a bit unpolitically correct, I guess you would say. And yet God raised him up from far back in the field, and God promoted him and raised him up to be president of the United States of America. And beloved, you can argue about this and fight all you want, but beloved, he is the president, and God has raised him up. And so God speaks through him, and God uses him to enact and enable and to promote the kingdom of God here in the United States of America, not only in the USA, but in countries all around the world. Trump has promoted American independence. He has promoted issues of democracy and human rights to countries all over the world, China, Russia, here in Africa, all over the world. Trump has promoted issues of democracy, independence, and righteousness to nations all over the world. And so it is God's plan that nations be built up. God takes no particular joy in rooting up nations or tearing down nations, but he takes joy in building nations up, in seeing nations turn back to him. And I believe that the USA is, in its history and in its present state of being, is similar to what we are seeing in the book of Jeremiah. I believe that the nation of the U.S. is similar to the nation of Israel in the Old Testament, the very nation that Jeremiah was speaking to. And I believe that the USA is a mirror image of that nation of Israel. And eventually Israel became so rebellious to God and became such a rebellious child to God that God had to pluck it up. God had to destroy it. God had to tear it down. And he did it by allowing the enemies of Israel to come in, people that they feared, people that they hated. He allowed the enemies of Israel to come in and dismantle that country, take all of the people captive, take them away first to Assyria. The northern kingdom of Israel was taken captive by the Assyrians. And then years later, 70 years or 90 years later, then the Babylonians came, and they also took captive the remaining people of Judah and Benjamin, and they took them over into captivity for what turned out to be 70 years of captivity in a foreign land. And so essentially the nation of Israel and Judah and Jerusalem were dismantled. They were plucked up. They were torn down because God's patience ran out, and he could not abide with their disobedience. He could not abide with their rebellion and their disregard for his statutes any longer. And so he gave them up into their enemies. Well, you might say, well, Jim, can that actually happen here in the United States? Because our enemies seem to be so far away from us. Russia and China and North Korea probably would be listed, and Iran as the greatest enemies of America, and they seem so far away. Well, beloved, they're not that far away, and I believe it's possible. I believe it's possible that God can bring our enemies to our doorstep and even to inside of our country through ways that we can't even imagine, but it can happen. And God has shown me in dreams that there will be U.S. troops. I believe it can be a sign of martial law. And we saw this here just recently, that there was National Guard troops all over in America, National Guard, and I believe it could eventually be U.S. military, and I believe it can eventually be foreign military troops that will be having their feet on the ground in the United States of America, because this nation is bent on lawlessness. This nation is bent on rebellion, and God will allow our enemies to come in and to take their place on the soil of the United States of America. Well, God says he wants to build up. Verse 9, and the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build up and to plant it, If it does evil in my sight, that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good which I said I would benefit it. And so the Lord wants to build up. It is his desire that nations be built up. It is his desire that in the United States of America, we honor God, that we worship God, that we get together and make decrees and declarations that bring glory and honor to God. But God says, if the good that I've spoken over it, if that nation begins to do evil, he says, I will relent, or I will turn from that decree concerning the good with which I said I would benefit it. And so God can speak, and when he speaks, then things go into motion. When he speaks, things happen, and we will know then that God is behind the events, because we know that God is trying to bring people to him, that he's trying to turn the hearts of men to him, and he has his ways to do it, even to use our enemies. Well, in Jeremiah 15:1, the Lord speaks about four judgments. And these are some of the judgments that he unleashed on the nations of Israel, on the nation of Israel. And then the Lord said to me, verse 1, even if Moses and Samuel stood before me, my mind would not be favorable toward this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. And verse 2, and if it shall be, if they say to you, where shall we go? Then you shall tell them, thus saith the Lord. And here are the four judgments then that God pronounced over the nation of Israel. He says, thus saith the Lord, such as are for death to death, such as for the sword to the sword, and such as are for the famine to the famine, and such as are for captivity to the captivity. And so God declared those four judgments, death and the sword and famine and captivity. And so we saw a little taste of that during this coronavirus situation. We certainly saw that here in Kenya, and God has pronounced judgments over Kenya as well. In many ways, God speaks over Kenya the same that he does as the United States of America, because Kenya declares itself to be a Christian nation, or promotes itself to be a Christian nation, and yet the people here, their love for each other has grown cold. The people here do not worship the Lord for the most part. Many people claim to be Christian, but they never step foot in church. They don't have time. They don't have time to read their Bible. They don't like to read. And so there are judgments pronounced over Kenya, as well as there are judgments over the United States of America. And we have seen here in Kenya, we have seen famine, we have seen the sword. There are Al-Shabaab insurgents coming into Kenya just about every day, creating chaos, creating death and calamity. And they come in from Somalia, and there are some here who are appointed to death. There are people dying every day of coronavirus. And so far, we have not been taken into captivity, but I believe that could be possible here in Kenya as well, just as it can in the United States of America. In fact, Kenya is losing some of its provinces up in the north. They have already, you might say, been lost to the Al-Shabaab, to the Muslim militants, and the teachers of Kenya don't want to go up there. The buses don't want to go up there. The people don't go up there. The missionaries don't go up there because it's just too dangerous. And so in a way, there are great swaths of the nation of Kenya that have already been given up to the enemy. Well, this message is a tough message to preach. It's not one that anybody likes to preach. It's not one that we take joy in preaching. It's much better to preach about Jesus and the grace of God, the love of God. But part of God's love for us as people includes his judgment. God is not just a God of love. He's not just a God of blessings. He's not just a God of prosperity. He's also a God of judgment. And we can read through the Old Testament and see that that is a part of God that we cannot ignore, and we have to understand it, and we have to act accordingly and turn from our wicked ways. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and pray to me and turn from their wicked ways, then the Lord says, I will hear their prayer from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Father, that is our prayer for this day, that our land be healed, that the people of America would come together and learn to love each other, forgive each other, and people would repent of their sins, past and present. And we thank the Lord that he has given us a plan where America can recapture its greatness, so we can go forward and be the great nation that God has called us to be. Well, Gathered the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord again for this ministry. We thank the Lord for these radio broadcasts of many years, and we thank the Lord for the people out there that are listening and have provided provision and prayer for this ministry over the years. We invite you to partner with this ministry to see the great projects in Africa completed and even expanded, and we thank the Lord that you are able to do that. You're able to participate with us in the plans that God has for us in the promotion of God's kingdom here in Africa and in the United States through these radio broadcasts. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you again for listening. Have a great week. Tune in again next week.